This is Afternoons with Peter Bell on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It's 25 to 1. Time to have a look at round 22 in the AFL. 6PR's footy expert Brad Hardy joins us. G'day, Brad.
G'day, Belly. Good to be with you, mate.
It should be a ripper tonight, West Coast and Hawthorn.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Should be a cracker. I don't know where all this loot's coming for West Coast. They're sure after Hawthorn team haven't shown up.
So they've been heavily backed, have they, Brad, West Coast?
Yeah, pretty much well commissioned all over the country. So it's interesting, but I would have thought that Hawthorn, when it was $1.90 each or two at the start of the week, I thought there was probably a chance that Hawthorn would end up being at their noses in front, but West Coast must have some sort of groundswell of support. So, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Look, I think there's so much fighting on this for Hawthorn that they have to come and want to play tonight like they did against North last week in the first quarter. So I'm suspecting that'll be the case. And unlike last year when West Coast probably took them to the cleaners in that first final, I'm anticipating that Hawthorn win tonight.
What does it mean for Hawthorn if they don't, Brad?
Well, puts them right back into the ruck. I mean, as we know, there's a clump of teams just behind them, one game behind them, and with better percentages than them. So it's not beyond the realms that they could drop, into the wrong half of the top four. And if they didn't back it up next week as well, there's a chance they could finish outside the four. So that being the case, so there's a lot there for Hawthorn to be invigorated about, that's for sure.
And the escape by West Coast, the victory against Greater Western Sydney, what are you expecting that win to do for general confidence, general morale at the Eagles?
Well, that's up to them, isn't it? I mean, you know, as I say, that was a tremendous win. It was a great spectacle in regards to the last 8 seconds of the game. And an individual act of brilliance got him over the line. But before that, I'm telling you, what we saw, the footy wasn't all that special, to be honest. Neither was GWS. They were just going as well. So they looked tired and jaded, and they left the door ajar, and the West Coast Eagles got through that door and kicked it open for a win. So, I'm expecting that it's really purely and simply going to be up to that collective group. I don't think it's what you and I think or say won't make one ounce of difference, and unless they go out there and improve their work rate and, their want to be physical against Hawthorn will dictate whether they actually do it or not. Look, we had Matty Lloyd on last night. He said if you can restrict the amount of uncontested marking that Hawthorn get, you can really hold them down. Well, I don't think that's any unwritten secret. You know, the bottom line is that Hawthorn kick the ball where you think they're not going to, those little short passes, just to retain it. So West Coast, or Weagle's Web, as they call it, they'll need to be a little bit even tighter than what they've been in the past to try and make sure that happens tonight.
Okay, so you're going Hawthorn tonight. Let's go down to Blundstone Arena early tomorrow, North Melbourne and Sydney, and I don't think many people would argue that Sydney are the form team of the competition right now.
Yeah, no Kieran Jack, though. I suppose that won't help them. And look, I can picture it, I can't remember exactly when it was, but I think these two teams played sometime in the last year or two, but you know, I think North are going a lot better than they are at this time. They get a couple of good boys back in, which is handy for them, and they've got a great record down there against whoever they play. We know that, but geez, you just have to like Sydney. They just keep getting it done, and I think that midfield of them just keeps continuing supply. But now they've got Gary Rowan, they've got Buddy Franklin, Josh Kennedy kicking a few more goals, that type of player. I'm expecting Sydney to be too good.
And Gary Rowan has just extended his contract, long-term contract at Sydney, Brad, so good news there for the Swans. Let's go to the MCG, Richmond and St Kilda.
Cool, this is one for the value punters, I think. I don't know which way to go here. I'm not tipping Richmond again this year. Who do they play next week, Belly?
Good question. Not sure. We'll get Frizz to write it up on the screen in a moment, Brad.
That's all right. I know they play Sydney and Sydney, so I'm not tipping them again this year.
Right.
I'm going to go for St Kilda. I think they've shown enough, and Richmond, well, they just choked up real bad last week. I was praying for them. First time I started barracking for Richmond because I thought the Bulldogs might be a chance to get into the top four. Geelong could fall out, you would believe it, 6-1 or whatever it was in the last quarter, they choked up. So I can't tip Richmond. I'm going to go for the Saints.
Are you expecting GWS to bounce back against Fremantle at Spotless Stadium?
Yeah, but they'll need to. I mean, look, as I said, we were having a joke last night. The first, where a player who's playing his second, or was going to be playing his second last game of football of all time gets rested or managed with Fab. So they want him around there next week. Which is good, Big Aaron's not having a run either, but I think they need to get back on the horse, GWS. I think they will, and probably should be a pretty soft kill, I think.
Okay, GWS at Spotless. Collingwood and Gold Coast. Eddie had Gold Coast, you mentioned last week, have spent the whole week in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the whys or wherefores about that, but anyway, I'm thinking they can't wait to get back up onto up into the Gold Coast, I would have thought, Belly. So I think Collingwood will be a little bit too good for them. But, the Suns to put up a little bit of a fight, they need to kick the ball longer to those big, tall targets. They refused to do that last week, and they paid the penalty.
Where's Travis Cloke going to be playing his footy next year, Brad?
Yeah, it looks like Richmond. I think that was out in about May this year that he had discussions with them. So now that it's coming to the pointy end, you'd suspect that that's probably where he's going to end up.
And similarly, what about Jaeger O'Meara?
Closer to staying, I think. Mm-hmm. Looks like Prestia. Prestia still hasn't informed the Suns officially, even as of this morning. So, you know, but it's looking that way. And the cat's out of the bag a little bit, because I think a few other clubs have made inquiries to his management and they've said no.
So the deal's done.
Just to sort of get the fact that it might be a little bit of process of elimination, that he's not staying at Gold Coast, so he must be going somewhere.
Let's go to the showdown then. Adelaide Oval, 20-6 tomorrow evening. Port Adelaide and Adelaide. Port Adelaide have been incredibly disappointing for a couple of years in a row now, Brad.
Yeah, unfortunately I have to say this. I suppose they're, along with Fremantle, the two big disappointments of the year. You know, so they're struggling big time. And they just haven't got what they wanted this year, and I think Ken Hickley will find himself under a little bit of pressure middle of next year if they're in somewhere in the same position. But Adelaide are going swimmingly under Pikey Umpay, and you'd think they'll just continue on in that vein, and they're giving themselves a little bit of a pipe opener for a big game against West Coast next Friday night.
Okay, so Adelaide comfortably, Carlton and Melbourne, the first of the Sunday games?
Yeah, just interesting insight one on this one. Mark Murphy out for the season now. He hasn't come back. Now, Libba's kid did the same injury. He had it off an operation, and they were looking to get him back to the finals. Well, Mark Murphy chose not to have an operation, Belly, and he's been out for the best part of 3 months. So it's an interesting one, that. But, I can't see Carlton winning. I think, I think Melbourne have got a little bit to play for, still a little bit of incentive, particularly if Sydney beat your old boys North down in Hobart on Saturday.
If Melbourne finish off the season well and add a couple of talented players, when do you see them really threatening for a strong position in the top eight, Brad?
Melbourne?
Yeah.
We know what it's like, Billy. We've all been in footy teams that, it's easy to get from 16 to 12 and 12 to 8. To get from 8 into 4, it's really, really tough. It's not that easy, and we know how tough it is to finish top 4, Yeah, I still think they're a little way away. I'm not thinking they're good things at all. And the other thing too, mate, is that I think Roosie's saying the right things at the moment, but I think he wouldn't mind staying on next year. But I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, we'll have to watch this space. We'll go up to the Gabba. A lot happening up there. Brisbane taking on Geelong. Could an upset occur up at the Gabba, Brad?
No, but the only thing that does worry me about Geelong is they do seem to take it very, very easy against the left sides, and they get themselves in a bit of trouble. And, they won't want to do that to Brisbane because they do play their best footy up there. You would think it's Justin Lepich's last game as coach up there in terms of the home game. But, I think they'll be too good. They're resting Bartell again, which is interesting. Just give him another little gentle reminder that, it gets to a stage where, you want to decide what you're going to do next year.
What do you think? Where do you think Jimmy Bartell will be next year?
Well, I just sort of get the feeling that I think they want him to probably pull it up, but I don't know. But it seems to be that way. I hope he doesn't. I think he's playing well enough I think he deserves. I'm a bit like Pav, I reckon, and other guys who get to that age. I think you sort of say, well, Tomoko, you might only play 15 or 16 games next year, but you don't threaten them with playing in the VFL. I don't think that's the answer. So, it's up to him whether he accepts the fact that they might play you 15 or 16 times next year. Do you want to go around, or there is a risk that you might play in the VFL? We don't want to see anybody. Yeah. I don't like to see anybody finish like that.
All right, so Geelong up there at the Gabba, final game for the round. Essendon and the Western Bulldogs. You'd think the Western Bulldogs are too much to play for, Brad?
Yeah. Loggy's a little bit miffed about early. He looked like he gave all the indications that if he left Essendon, he was going with the Dogs. But that's neither here nor there. He's staying now, so I would not have seen him sold the farm to get him anyway, but that's the way it goes. I think he's you know, you always tend to get a little overrated when you're on the market. So yeah, good luck to him. He's staying at Essendon, and I reckon that the Bulldogs will exact some revenge on him. Well done to Adam Cooney for playing 250 games.
Yeah, terrific effort, Brownlow medalist, number one draft pick. So of those Essendon players, who's left yet to commit? Watson, obviously, nearly said Tim there. Job Watson and Hibbert. Has Hibbert given an indication yet?
Yeah, Hibbert's supposedly back in town next week, but it looks like for all intents and purposes he's going to Melbourne. But you know, we thought Hurley was going to the Dogs too, so they can change their mind. Until they actually get it done, you don't know. Howlett's another one, I think, who hasn't committed as yet as well. So there's only about three or four left, I think, mate.
Okay, we'll wait and see. Good on you, Brad. Have a great weekend.
The best,
there's Brad Hardy, 6PR's footy expert, and I'll just rip through his selections again for those of you who might have missed one or two of them the first time around. He's going for Hawthorn tonight, Sydney to beat North Melbourne, St Kilda to defeat Richmond, GWS to beat Fremantle. He's going for Collingwood to beat the Gold Coast, Adelaide in the showdown, Melbourne to defeat Carlton, Geelong to win against Brisbane, and finishing off with the Western Bulldogs to get the job done against Essendon. The tips will be on the 6PR website as well.